in the name of Jesus. Father, we come. We just want to lift you up this morning. We just want to touch this morning. We ask that you get your Bibles this morning and turn to the book of Luke, we ask that you turn to the book of Luke this morning. And we're going to finish up a theme that we've been working with for the last four messages. And the last four messages, we've been talking about things that Jesus has the power over. Things that Jesus has the power over. Our first message dealt with when Jesus and the disciples, Jesus said, "Let us go to the other side." And there was a storm that came upon the Sea of Galilee. And Jesus spoke to the wind and he spoke to the waves. And Jesus exalted his power over nature. So we talked about Jesus' power over nature. And then our next message came where when they made it to the other side, Jesus and the disciples met some demonics that were in the way of their passage. And Jesus had power over the demonic. He saved the demonic man. And the farmers there, the ones that was over the swine, said, he is messing up our farming business. We don't want you here. Please leave, sir. And Jesus got back into the ship and he went back to the other side. And when he got there, there was a crowd that was waiting on him. And they were thronging all about him. And as they was thronging all about him, amen, he was walking with a crowd and he was approached by a ruler named Jairus. And in the process of Jairus' request, there was a woman that had an issue 12 long years, and she went through the crowd by ground, and she reached and touched the hem of his garment. And when she touched the hem of his garment, she was made whole. Amen. And we talked about Jesus having power over sickness. This morning, we want to come and finish up, amen, with the message, amen, Jesus having the power over death. And it's ironic, and I thought about this as we were meditating and looking at this on yesterday, Jesus having power over death. And at the end of the service, we will be doing a short communion service. And it's just ironic that these two tie together, because communion is a commemoration, a remembering of what he did for us on the cross. And we want to talk about his power over death this morning. And our theme, our topic this morning is Whole Making Faith Part 2. And the reason is Whole Making Faith Part 2, because the power over sickness and the power over death was really two occurrences, but one story. Because Jairus, the ruler, came and made his request to Jesus right before the woman made herself through the crowd. Let us just read our text on this morning. Luke 8, we're going to begin at the 49th verse. And it says, beginning at the 49th verse, it says, "While he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, Thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the master." But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, "Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole." And when he came into the house, he suffered no man to go in save Peter and James and John, and the father and the mother of the maiden. And all wept and bewailed her. But he said, "Weep not, she is not dead, but sleepeth." And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. And he put them all out and took her by the hand and called, saying, "Maid, arise." And her spirit came again. She arose straightway, and he commanded to give her meat. And her parents were astonished, but he charged them that they should tell no man what was done. A thought is coming out of this 50th verse, Luke 8 and 50th. We're going to read that just one more time. And it says, "But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, Fear not, believe only, and she shall." Somebody ought to text that. Somebody ought to scream out loud that out of their car door window. Amen. Out of the bedroom, out of the living room. Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. We're talking about whole making faith this morning. We're talking about whole making faith. Whole making faith. We talked about what is faith, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is something that is not seen. If we can see it, it's not faith. If we can accomplish it by our own strength, that's not faith. If we can achieve it by our own education and smartness, it's not faith. If we can buy it because of our credit in our bank account, that's not faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, but the evidence of things not seen. Faith is what we cannot do, but what God can do. Faith is what we don't have the strength to do, but God has the power to do. Faith is what we don't have the means to do, but God has the might to do. Mama can't do it. Father can't do it. Sister can't do it. Brother can't do it. Uncle and auntie can't do it. Grandma and granddaddy can't do it. But God can't do it. That is what faith is, the substance of things hope for, but the evidence of things not seen. I can't see it, but I know it's there because my God says it's there. I can't touch it, but I know it's there because God says it's there. It's not physical. I can't put my arms around it, but God said it's there. So I must trust and hope that it is and it will be and that it can be. Yeah, they haven't given you the promotion yet. They haven't given you the position yet, but God says it's there. That is faith. They haven't given you the raise on your job yet, but you're believing for it. God says it's there. Yes, 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 yes. There is something in your life that you're asking God to do, and mama can't do it, daddy can't do it, husband can't do it, uncle and auntie can't do it, and you're believing God to do this thing in your life, this overcoming thing, this thing that you don't have the power to do by yourself. You need the strength of God, and you're hoping for it. That is faith. If you believe that God said that he's going to do it, amen, that is faith. So we come with whole making faith, the faith that can take us from brokenness to wholeness, to take us from sickness to wholeness, to take us from death to wholeness, to take us from defeat to wholeness, to take us from calamity to wholeness, to take us from destruction to wholeness. We find a ruler had met Jesus and made his way through the crowd. Somebody, you ought to text somebody that, tell somebody that. Sometimes you just got to make your way through the crowd. You just got to make your way through the crowd. Make your way through the crowd. The woman came through the crowd on her knees. She had to crawl. She got kicked. She got stumped. Amen. And when Jairus made his way through the crowd, amen, he had a little bit of authority, so he might have been able to come on his feet. Amen. But either way, you got to make your way through the crowd. The crowd is around Jesus. The crowd are looking for blessings. The crowd is looking for deliverance. The crowd is looking for Jesus to do something in their life. But if you really want Jesus to do something in your life, you got to do something different. The woman got down on her knees, and Jairus just made his way through the crowd. You got to make your way. Tell somebody, make your way, make your way, make your way to Jesus. No matter how you get there, you got to make your way. Yeah, you got to make your way to Jesus. You got to make your way through the crowd. You got to make your way. yes, you do. Yes, you do. And Jairus made his way. He made his way through the crowd. And when he got there, amen, he put in his request. And his request was, Jesus, my daughter is sick, and I need you. And as we look at our text on today, amen, the woman came to Jesus desperately. And Jairus came to Jesus desperately. The woman came to Jesus for herself because she's been going through her issue for 12 long years. But Jairus came to Jesus desperately because his 12-year-old daughter, amen, was sick unto death. Amen. Sometimes, amen, we got to come to Jesus. And if desperation is what it takes to get you to Jesus, then desperation is what it takes. I don't know about you, but I was sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I was desperate when I came to Jesus. I needed a life change because life wasn't going in the way that I thought it should go. And I don't know about you. Maybe everything was hunky-dory and everything was bright and shiny in your life. But my life was in turmoil, and my life was in tribulation, and my life was in trouble, and I came to Jesus in desperation. I needed a Savior. I needed somebody to help me. I don't know who I'm talking to, but sometimes we get into a place in our life where we just have to come to Jesus. Somebody say, sometimes you just got to do it in desperation. Sometimes you just got to do it out of desperation. Sometimes it's desperation that gets you there. But whatever it takes to get you there, amen, you just got to come. You got to make your way through the crowd. Make your way through the crowd. Make your way through the crowd. Now we got to look at our text because, amen, the woman, Luke says that the woman had been to many physicians and she had spent all that she had. She got to a place where there was no other choice for her. She was broke. She didn't have anything left. She didn't have nowhere else to go. She ran out of all her money. She spent all she had trying to fix her issue, and she went to Jesus because it was her last choice. But Jairus went to Jesus, and he was a ruler. He was a ruler of the synagogue. He had authority, and no doubt that he had a little money, and he had some wealth, and he had some authority. Jairus wasn't in a desperate situation like the woman, but he still needed Jesus. And what I'm trying to tell you, no matter what you have, no matter what your bank account look like, no matter what your authority and the position you in, no matter if you're the supervisor, no matter if you're the CEO, the president, no matter who you are, whether you're on the bottom or whether you're on the top, you got to make your way to Jesus. Amen. You're going to get to some place in your life that's going to happen, something in your life that's going to be an issue in your life, a circumstance in your life. No matter what you have, what your possession, amen, your authority, your position cannot help you, exalt you, keep you, manifest for you. You need Jesus, amen, to do it for you. I don't know who I'm talking to, but somebody need to, amen, just know that they got to make their way to Jesus. Make your way to Jesus and make your request. The Bible says make your request known unto God. You gotta let him know. And one thing I learned about making a request to God is that, amen, we don't just do it by mouth, but it also need to be done in the heart. It need to be done in the mind. The old folks used to sing a song, whatever you want the Lord to do, keep it on your mind. Whatever you want the Lord to do, keep it on your mind. You have to keep it on your mind. Make your request known unto God. Yeah. So Jairus made his request known. He made his way through the crowd and he made himself known. Then it get to our text today in the 40th verse. And when he made his request, there was a woman that had the issue that interrupted Jairus' request, amen, to get her own blessing in. Jairus came for his daughter, amen, but the woman came for herself. And she interrupted Jairus' blessing. How dare you interrupt my blessing, amen, for herself. Amen, she interrupted Jairus' blessing for herself. Amen. But I want you to see this. Amen. Even though the woman interrupted Jairus' blessing, Jesus made time for the woman. Ooh, what a God that we serve. Isn't it awesome? Isn't it exciting? Isn't it just elate you? Doesn't it make you just want to shout to the name of the Lord and Jesus Christ that you serve a God? Although he's on his way to bless somebody else, amen, because you're in your own personal desperate situation that you can cry out to him and he'll hold off a minute from blessing somebody else to give you your blessing, because your blessing, amen, is necessary. Your blessing is desperate. That issue that you had, amen, you gave it to Jesus. You cried out to him and he might have been on his way to bless somebody else, but he stopped just for a moment to give you your blessing. He stopped just for a moment to heal your body. He stopped just for a moment to see you out of a way out of no way. He stopped just for a moment to deliver you. He stopped just for a moment, amen, to manifest in your life. He stopped just for a moment. Oh, glory to God. He stopped just for a moment. Tell somebody, oh, he stopped for a moment for me. He stopped just for a moment. I was in a place that I didn't know where to go, but he stopped just for a moment for me. I was at a place in my life, but my back was against a wall, and I was in a corner, and I didn't know how to know where and how to get out of it and where to go, but he stopped just for a moment for me. He might have been on his way to bless you, amen, but he stopped just for a moment for me. He made time for me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He made time. He made time. He made time for me. Glory to God. And when he stopped to make time for the woman, it was just a short moment. And when he made that short moment, he, glory to God, glory to God. There was somebody that came out of Jairus' house giving a message. And it said, while Jesus was speaking to the woman and telling her her faith, her whole faith had made her whole and for her to go in peace, it said, while yet Jesus was speaking, while Jesus was speaking, it said, there one that came from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, your daughter is dead, and trouble not the master. Somebody ought to look at this and say, you got to watch out what's coming out of your house. You got to watch what's coming out of your house. Sometimes it's the message that's coming out of the house. It is the messengers that coming out of your own house that's bringing you this negative message. There's some negative nannies that's coming out of your own house. There's some pessimistic coming out of your own house. There's some haters coming out of your own house. There's some ones that just want to destroy coming out of your own house. They coming out of the house saying, your daughter is dead. Watch the message coming out of your house. Watch the message coming out of your house. Sometimes inside of your own house, inside of you, there's a voice that's inside of you. It ain't nothing but the enemy that's telling you that you can't do that because it's dead. It's not going to happen for you because it's dead. It's not going to manifest for you because it's dead. You're not going to get that position because it's dead. You're not going to get that pay raise because it's dead. Your marriage is not going to come together because it's dead. The relationship is dead. Your children is not going to act right. They're going to stay rebellious because it is dead. Oh, God. Your cousins don't like you no more. Amen. That relationship is dead. Amen. Because it is dead. You're not going to get that house because it's dead. You're not going to get that car because it's dead. Amen. Watch what's coming out of the house. Sometimes it's things inside of this physical house that's telling us that it's dead. And it ain't dead. Amen. It just might be sleep. Amen. And you got to understand what's dead and what's sleep. Amen. Because sometimes we self-talk to ourselves and tell us, self, it is dead. And you got to understand that it ain't always dead. Amen. You got to watch what's coming out of the house. Tell somebody, watch what's coming out of the house. Watch what's coming out of the house. Amen. If it's not the external house, Amen. It might be the internal house. The negative message. Sometimes we hate on our own self. Sometimes we just don't believe it can happen because, amen, it ain't happening. Amen. We got to watch what comes out of the house. We got to watch. It says when he came in, there yet while he spake, there one came from the ruler of the synagogue's house. It came out of Jairus' house, saying unto him, your daughter is here. Don't trouble the master. Ain't no need of taking that to Jesus. It's over. Ain't no need of crying out to Jesus. It's over. And here's the thing. Jesus is already walking with Jairus. Jesus is walking with you, and you hear the negative message. Jesus is walking with you, and you hear the haters' message. Jesus is walking with you, and you hear the evil message. Jesus is walking with you, and you hear it's dead. Wait a minute. Jesus is with me. What do you mean it's dead? Jesus is walking with me. He's on my way. He's on the way to my house. He's walking with me to my house. And you telling me that my daughter is dead. My position is dead. My job is dead. My marriage is dead. My life is dead. My sickness in the body is dead. Amen. You're trying to tell me that my mother is dead. My husband is dead. My wife is dead. You're trying to tell me my children is dead. You're trying to tell, and Jesus is walking. Jesus is walking with me. I just spoke to him. I just put my request in, and he just stopped just for a little while. Amen. He just stopped for a moment to bless somebody else, but he's on the way to my house. And you're trying to tell me in the moment that he stopped to bless somebody else, amen, that my daughter died and is over, but he's right here with me. Ooh. Tell somebody, you got to know that he's with you. You got to know that he's with you. That Jesus is with you. Let me get through this. I'm feeling good right now. I'm feeling all right now. But I need to get through this. We got some ways to go. But I'm just excited to understand that no matter who I am, whether I'm high or whether I'm low, Jesus is gonna make time for me. I can put a request in, and regardless of whether he stopped for a moment to bless somebody else, he's with me. And even though the negative information that's coming, I got to know that he's with me. Jesus gave the message. He said, the Bible says, but when Jesus heard it, he answered him saying, fear not. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. Fear not. Somebody ought to say, fear not, fear not, fear not, fear not. But believe only. You got to have that hole-making faith. Jesus is telling you to have some hole-making faith. And he said, and she shall be made whole. Not maybe, not possible, not just It can happen, but if you hang in there a little while, it might happen. But he said, fear not. In other words, you got to have the confidence in me. I'm with you. I'm walking with you. We're together in this thing. You got to fear not, amen, because we are together. You got to fear not because I am Jesus. You got to fear not because I am the way maker. You got to fear not because I am the truth and the life. You got to fear not. Oh, I am the bridge over troubled water. You got to fear not. I am Mary's baby. You got to fear not. I am the Messiah. You got to fear not because I'm life itself. Fear not. Fear not. Fear. Fear not. Fear not. Fear not. Somebody ought to say fear. Fear not. Fear not. But only, only believe. Only believe. And she shall be made whole. I don't know who she is in your life. I don't know who she is in your life. It might be diabetes, but she shall be made whole. It might be cancer, but she shall be made whole. It might be your marriage, but she shall be made whole. It might be your job. She shall be made whole. It might even be your church. She shall be made whole. I don't know. It might be your child, but she shall be made whole. I don't know, but it might be that broke down car that won't start up, but she shall be made whole. It might be that foreclosure, an eviction notice that you got on the door, but she shall be made whole. I don't know, amen, but she shall be made whole. Fear not, believe only. She shall. And I don't know about your Bible, but it's written in my Bible in red. And I always was told when it's written in red, that is something that Jesus said. And the old saint said that he's a man that he cannot lie. And if he said it, I must believe it. I'm just crazy as a chain. I'm off the willy. Amen. I just believe what my Jesus said. And he said, fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. I can stop right there. I can shut it down right there. I can close it off right there. Amen. Because I believe it. Amen. And if you believe it and you receive it, amen, you shall be made whole. I don't know. I don't know who I'm talking to. Amen. But somebody got to fear not and believe only. You got to have that whole making faith. You got to have that faith that can make you whole. You don't see it. But you can believe it, amen. And if you fear not and believe only, she shall be, made whole. Ain't you glad you got a God that will reassure you, give you the reassurance, and give you the blessing, amen? Just let you know, yes, I might have stopped for a moment and bless somebody else, but I want you to know that I'm still here with you. I'm still walking with you. We're on the way to your house, and she shall be. You don't have to fear because we're together, amen? You don't have to fret because we're together. Oh, Jesus said, if you abide in me and I abide in you, you can ask whatever you will, and you've already asked. You got to know that, fear not, believe only, and she shall be. I like that right there. I'm going to move on. Time is moving. I'm going to move on. But hey, if you don't remember nothing else, hang in there right there, because that is the spot right there. That is the spot right there. Amen. Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. The reassurance of Christ. We had the request, and we had the reassurance. Huh? But when Jesus got to his house, I'm moving, he got ridiculed. And then I want you to know, although you might believe, some folks around you may say, I don't know why you believe that, because it's dead, because they felt like the woman was dead. The young lady was dead. The child was dead. They knew that he was dead. There were some mourners there, and they was there mourning with the mindset that it was over, with the mindset that it was dead, with the mindset that it was completish kaput, that it was mindset that it was time to quit, that it was the mindset of waving a white towel. It was the mindset that it was through, that it was done, with the mindset. And when Jesus said that she's not dead, she's just asleep. They laughed at him. They scorned him. They ridiculed him. And sometimes, saints, we'll be in that place where you have the belief of out of this world, and it doesn't look natural. It doesn't look logical, and nobody understand it but you, and they're looking at you crazy. They're talking about you. They're making fun of you. Yes, they are. Amen. But God is blessing. God is with you. God is walking with you. He might stop and bless somebody else on the way, but he's with you, and you just got to fear not and believe only, because she shall be made whole. They might talk about you. They may ostracize you. They may persecute you. They may laugh at you. But whatever happens, amen, you just got to believe. Glory to God. Glory to God. You just got to believe. Go through the ridicule. I'm moving on because time is ticking. Time is ticking. But I want you to know that after you made your request and you had a reassurance from Christ, amen, you might suffer some ridicule, but you got to be focused on the first two, amen. So the third one, amen, don't get you off your rocker, amen, because if the third one gets you off of your rocker, amen, you're going to miss out on the blessing that God has had for you. You're going to miss out, amen, and I don't want you to miss out, but I want you, amen, to stay focused, because if you can stay focused on your request and you can stay focused on the reassurance, amen, you'll make it through the ridicule and you will get to the resurrection. Amen. This is what I'm talking about this Sunday morning. That whole making faith that can resurrect some things in your life, some things that you thought was dead, some things that you thought, amen, would never happen, some things that you thought would die out. There were some things that you thought that wouldn't make it. Amen. But God is able to resurrect it. He's got the power over life. He said, maiden, arise. Amen. And not only did she get up, but he said, give her some meat. In other words, she needs her strength. In other words, she's whole. Everything is together. Amen. There's no weakness there. Amen. But everything worked out according to the plan of God. Made arise. Amen. Child, get up. and one thing I like about it, but he put some folks out, all those that was laughing at him, all those that was scorning him, amen, he put them out. Sometimes you got to get some people out of your life and out of the way, amen, aside, amen, because they're holding you back. They don't have the belief that you have. They don't have the faith that you have. They're not going where you're going. They don't have the destiny that you're going to. You're walking around the city of Jericho, amen, and you're being obedient to God, and you're being quiet, and they're making noise, and they're laughing, and they're scorning you, and they're looking at you like you're crazy, but they don't realize that the walls is about to fall and you're about to walk into your promised land. You're about to walk into the land of milk and honey. You're about to walk in to the land where there's houses that you didn't build. You're about to walk into the land where there's vineyards you didn't plant. Amen. You're about to walk into your greatness. You're about to walk into your destiny. But they're laughing and they're scorning you. Amen. You have to push them, put them outside. Amen. So Jesus can talk to your situation, your dead situation. Jesus can talk to your dead circumstance. Jesus can talk to your dead trial. Jesus can talk to your dead issue. Amen. And it might have been 12 years that this thing happened. Amen. But Jesus will talk and say, arise. Arise, the resurrection. He's given us the power. He's given us the power. Over 2,000 years ago, he died on the cross. They nailed his hands and they nailed his feet. He hung there from the sixth to the ninth hour. And he gave up the ghost. Eli, Eli. Elama Sabethany, my God, why have thou forsaken me? And they put him in a borrowed tomb. And it was a borrowed tomb because it wouldn't be there too long, because the scriptures tell us that after 3 days, he got up with all power in his hands. Glory to God. And that power is the same power that we have today. And it's a power to resurrect some things in our life. He was the first of the living dead. And we too will be one day part of the living dead. Jesus died on the cross for our sins and gave us a right to the tree of life, that we can also live forever. Let us pray. Most Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this this Sunday morning, God. We praise you, we glorify you, we magnify you, we lift up your name today. God, we're putting in our request, God, by faith, God, and you reassured us by faith, God. And although we get ridiculed, God, we have your reassurance that the resurrection will come. And we thank you for that, God. The resurrection in this life and the resurrection in the life after will come. We thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify your name and we say thank you, Jesus. We just lift, look into the hills when with cometh thy help. Do it for us. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. If you heard this message, on this morning and it's done something in your life that you need to make a request and you need that reassurance. You might get ridiculed, but you're trying to get to the resurrection. You need that whole making faith in your life. This is the moment that I want to, amen, reach out to you and let you know that you can have a relationship with Jesus. And the Bible said, and she shall be made whole. You just got to fear not and believe only. Pray this prayer with me. Lord, forgive me, for I have sinned. I believe that you're human, yet you are divine. You was born of a Virgin Mary. And you died on the cross for my sins. I believe you rose on the third day with all power in your hands. And I believe you're sitting on the right-hand side of the Father, making intercession for me. Lord, save me. If you prayed that prayer with me, the Bible says if you confess it with your mouth and believe it in your heart that you are saved. Amen. I believe that you're saved this morning. I'm just want to encourage you and that to continue to grow in his grace, grow in his mercy. Get to know God, build your relationship with him. And as you build your relationship with him, amen, you will have that reassurance that we talked about this morning. You'll be able to put in your request that we talked about this morning, and you shall be made whole. Amen. Amen. At this time, we're going to transition into our communion service, our Lord's Supper. Amen. We're going to take another five to 10 minutes to do our Lord's Supper, and we'll be out of your way this morning. We thank God for each and every one of you who reached out and asked for your sacraments, and those, amen, that's using their own sacraments. God, we thank God for you, and we thank God for the message this morning, amen, whole making faith part two, God being able to, amen, walk with us, and we know that there's a reassurance that we have that anything dead in our life can be resurrected. Amen. And as we go into our remembrance of what he done over 2,000 years ago for us, amen, we can realize that what was dead can be made alive. Amen. We're gonna play a song. And as we play the song, we're going to ask that you take your sacrament. Amen. Turn it up and get the bread out first, and then you can turn it the other way, open it, take your juice. I'm going to sit mine down for a moment. As we play the song, we want you to prepare your elements, for after the song, we're going to come back and we're going to perform the Lord's Supper with you, and we hope when you get your elements prepared, prepare your hearts and mind as well for this sacred service. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who shed blood and resurrection, make it possible our salvation and redemption. We thank you for the gospel of grace that is preached to us, the fellowship of the saints in heaven and on earth. We thank you and your church, the power of the Holy Spirit who makes us worthy to partake from your table. Amen. Amen. The Lord Jesus, on that same night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let us eat. And after the same manner, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me." Let us all drink together. And for as often as you eat this bread and drink of this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Today we commune together in remembrance.
The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its sound. The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its sound.
Amen, amen.
It reaches,
yes,
to the highest mountain.
Yes, yes.
It flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will
yes, Lord.
It will never,
yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Amen. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We're going to give our final prayer and benediction. Before we do so, we just want to thank each and every one of you who participated in this sacred service. It's mind-blowing, amen, that I would even be asked to do this and serve in this capacity. I'm so grateful to it, and I want to thank my wife, Sister Hodge, for supporting me in this process. Amen. They say behind every great man is a great woman, and I'm trying to, amen, be as great of a man as she is as great of a woman. I thank God for her. And I want to thank Michael Hodge, amen, for coming on and sharing his talent with us. Amen. It's certainly been a blessing to us today. And we hope to continue to have him to bless us. We just thank God for each and every one of you for being part of this service and part of us and allowing us to be a part of you. We thank God for you. We love you and God bless you. See you next week. Let us go into prayer. Most Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We thank you for this sacred moment to commune and remember what you did on the cross for our sins. Remember how they hit you and scorned you and slapped you and put 72 thorns on your head, and how they nailed you and how they beat you and, oh God, and how they pierced you in the side. But God, you did it for us. It should have been us on that cross. Oh God, but we thank you for doing it. Oh God, we praise you for doing it. And God, you got up with all power in your hands. Oh God, it's by that blood that run from Calvary that washed us as white as snow. And God, as we remember that moment, at this moment, God, we thank you. Your precious blood, we thank you. Oh God, and we know that you got up with all power in your hands. Father, we thank you. We can't praise you enough. If we had 10,000 tongues, oh God, we'll still come short. But God, you know our hearts and you know our minds. God, we praise you in spirit and we praise you in truth. God, as we leave this meeting, we ask God that we not depart in heart. God, but you continue to allow us to pray for one another, loving one another. In Jesus' name, amen. Our benediction. Now the God of peace that brought us again from the dead, our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work of his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen and amen.
Amen.
God bless you. We'll see you next week.
Tell when you look at me, I've been in a season of miracle. This is